Jerusalem. Without doubt, the most revered holy city in the world. With a history stretching back almost 5,000 years, it has been at the epicenter of three of the world's major religions, with Jews, Christians, and Muslims each laying claim to the holy city. This has, perhaps unsurprisingly, resulted in Jerusalem being one of the most disputed and fought-over places anywhere in the world. The city has been the prized possession of empires, kingdoms, and religious movements over the centuries, leading it to changing hands no fewer than 40 times. The repercussions which have been generated from these long-standing grievances continue to leave their mark on Jerusalem well into the 21st century. But how did this city, which began as little more than a settlement around a water spring, become one of the most religiously and politically contentious places on earth? This is how Jerusalem became the world's holiest city. You can now watch, as well as listen to all of our videos over on Spotify. Follow the link below to take This Is History with you whilst you're on the go. The earliest history of Jerusalem dates back to 3000 BC, when the foundations of the settlement were first established near Gihon Spring. This major water source enabled Jerusalem's earliest inhabitants to transform what was otherwise a barren and arid landscape into what would one day become one of the most important cities in the world. By around 2000 BC, Jerusalem lay just beyond the borders of the Middle Egyptian Kingdom. It was around this time that the first known written mention of the city, Rusalimum, was recorded in their documents. The city itself was occupied by a people known as the Canaanites, who had built a large stone wall around the settlement to protect its valuable water source. By 1500 BC, the city had come under the rule of the Egyptian New Kingdom as a vassal state, forming part of their territory, which stretched from the Sahara all the way to the borders of what is now Turkey. The power of the Egyptians began to decline by the 12th century BC, during a period of history known as the Late Bronze Age Collapse. This era saw many of the empires and civilizations across the Eastern Mediterranean fall into rapid and often violent decline. In their wake arose many smaller independent kingdoms across the region, one of which was the Israelites, a faction of the Canaanites who, according to biblical tradition, were led by King David and came to occupy Jerusalem by 1000 BC, making it the capital of their new Kingdom of Israel. During the reign of David's successor, King Solomon, a grand temple, later known as the Temple of Solomon, was constructed within the city, cementing its status as a major cultural and religious site for what would evolve into the Judaic religion. Within a century, however, the Kingdom of Israel had split in two, with the northern half remaining under its rule, whilst the southern half became the Kingdom of Judah, with Jerusalem as its capital. Over the next 400 years, Jerusalem developed as the epicenter of the Jewish faith and culture, although it faced frequent attacks by its more powerful neighbors, namely the Egyptian and Assyrian kingdoms, who were both vying for dominance across the region. Then, in the 6th century BC, Jerusalem experienced the first of what would be several pivotal transitions of power in its history. The successor to the powerful Assyrian Empire in the region was the Babylonian Empire, led by King Nebuchadnezzar II. He sought to expand his territorial holdings and successfully besieged Jerusalem in 597 BC. Despite taking the city, the Babylonians faced significant resistance from the local Jewish population, which ultimately led to a rebellion just over a decade later in 587 BC. In response, Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem once more and destroyed much of the city, including Solomon's temple. This act of retribution was furthered by his order for the expulsion of the city's Jewish inhabitants, who were subsequently exiled to parts of Babylonia in the east. Jerusalem remained part of the Babylonian Empire for the next 40 years, until it was absorbed by the rapidly expanding successor empire of the Achaemenids under King Cyrus the Great. Cyrus allowed many of the exiled Jews to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the city, including its temple. Over the following 200 years, further waves of exiled Jews and their descendants returned to Jerusalem, However, they still did not control the city for themselves. In 332 BC, possession of Jerusalem changed hands yet again, when Alexander the Great conquered it as part of his campaign against the Persian Empire. Alexander's reign over the enormous empire that he carved out for himself was nevertheless short-lived, and following his death in 323 BC, it was divided up amongst his generals. Jerusalem initially fell under the control of the Ptolemaic dynasty in Egypt. However, following several centuries of almost constant warfare, it passed into the control of the Seleucids in 198 BC. Starting under Alexander's reign and continuing under the subsequent Ptolemaic and Seleucid rule, many Jews within Jerusalem became adoptees of Greek culture. Although this shift away from traditional Judean practices eventually provoked unrest, which, during the 160s BC, erupted into rebellion led by a Jewish group known as the Maccabees. They captured Jerusalem in 164 BC and restored Jewish worship at the temple, an event still celebrated today in the Jewish festival of Hanukkah. Following what became known as the Maccabean Revolt, Jerusalem then became the capital of a semi-autonomous region within the wider Seleucid Empire, and later formed the center of the fully independent Hasmonean Kingdom, which lasted for well over a century. This period of independence, however, came to an end in 37 BC, following the rise of Herod the Great, who captured the city and established his reign as a client king of the rapidly expanding Roman Republic. Nevertheless, within just 30 years of this, the Roman Republic went on to absorb the city of Jerusalem as part of the province of Judea, which it now governed under direct rule. The Romans were well known for their deployment of strategy and tactics in the ancient world. But if you have ever considered creating your own game-changing strategies to overcome a problem, you can now deploy these yourself thanks to Warhammer 40,000, Tacticus, the sponsor of this video. Warhammer 40,000 Tacticus is an exciting turn-based tactical strategy game set in the eternal conflict of the Warhammer 40,000 universe. Devise your own strategy to battle against other players in high-stakes clashes with an army of 70 legendary Warhammer 40,000 champions from 17 playable factions. Challenge yourself with fast-paced tactical battlefield gameplay, all in the palm of your hand. You can upgrade your champions to develop a victory-winning strategy, and thanks to Snowprint Studios' frequent updates, there's always something new to discover as you lead your troops into battle and sweep the galaxy clear of all resistance. Tacticus is free to play, and with an average rating of 4.5 in the app stores, it is the go-to game for top-quality tactical gaming. Scan the QR code on screen, or follow the link in the video description below to download Tacticus now, where you can receive 2,000 gold and 50 Blackstone with the code HELLOJAN, available until the 1st of February. During its incorporation under Roman rule in the early 1st century CE, Jerusalem's population reached an estimated 70,000 to 100,000 people. The vast majority of these were Jewish. Yet a small but growing minority had become converts to a new sect of Judaism that had emerged within the city following the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a result of this, Jerusalem became the birthplace of early Christianity, with the apostles spreading the teachings of Jesus and establishing the faith's first churches, which expanded across the region in subsequent years. Jerusalem's status as a center of religious worship, however, brought with it its own set of problems. The Roman authorities, who still practiced a form of paganism, viewed both Judaism and the nascent Christianity as threats to their rule, and consequently introduced suppressive measures on religious practice. In the year 66 CE, the Jewish population of Judea rose up in rebellion against Roman rule, sparking the first Jewish-Roman War, also known as the Great Revolt. Jerusalem was the epicenter of the rebellion, and therefore attracted the full force of the Romans' brutal response. Following a five-month siege in 70 CE, the Roman legions reconquered the city and destroyed much of it in an effort to stamp out any future challenges to their authority. The Second Temple was razed to the ground, leaving only its great external walls, a surviving portion of which, now known as the Western or Wailing Wall, remains as a sacred site in Jewish worship to this day. Following its destruction, Jerusalem was rebuilt as the Roman colony of Aelia Capitolina, with the Jewish people themselves being explicitly forbidden entry into the settlement, with the exception on a few select holy days. This led to another revolt by the Jews in 132 CE, which was brutally suppressed by the Emperor Hadrian. He went on to intensify the Romanization of the city by constructing a forum and a temple dedicated to Jupiter on the site formerly occupied by the Jewish temple. With the expulsion of Jews from the city, Jerusalem became a center of predominantly Christian worship. The Roman Emperor Constantine the Great, himself a convert to Christianity, sent his mother, Helena, to Jerusalem to locate the site of Jesus' crucifixion and burial. The area that she subsequently identified was occupied by the Roman temple built under Hadrian. This was promptly pulled down and, in its place, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was constructed in the year 335 CE, which from that day forth became the focal point of Christian worship within the city. By the turn of the 5th century, the Roman Empire had begun to decline, although its eastern territories remained relatively intact. The Byzantine Empire, which emerged as the spiritual successor to Rome, maintained control of Jerusalem for nearly 300 years and championed its position as the holiest place within Christendom. However, an entirely new power, as well as an entirely new religion for that matter, was about to leave its mark upon the holy city. The emergence of Islam within the Arabian Peninsula at the outset of the 7th century ushered in a new chapter in Jerusalem's history. The city quickly gained sacred significance for Muslims, as it was believed that the Prophet Muhammad had journeyed there in a single night. Following Muhammad's death in the year 632, the Rashidun Caliphate united the Muslims of Arabia and began to spread Islam across the region. In 638, Caliph Umar ibn al-Khattab led his Muslim armies to the gates of Jerusalem and successfully captured it from the Byzantines. Despite being under Muslim rule, Jerusalem flourished as a city of religious tolerance, where freedom of worship was granted to all inhabitants, regardless of faith. Although it retained a predominantly Christian population, the Islamic Caliphate allowed Jews to return and worship freely in the city, thereby lifting the nearly 300-year ban imposed by the Romans and Byzantines. Within just over 100 years, under the governance of the successor Umayyad dynasty in the late 7th and early 8th centuries, Jerusalem gained two of Islam's most important and sacred sites, the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The construction of these sites not only elevated Jerusalem's status to rival other holy cities like Mecca and Medina within the Muslim world, but it also firmly established Islam as an integral part of Jerusalem's identity, alongside the other two Abrahamic religions, Judaism and Christianity. As the dawn of the new millennium approached, however, the era of religious tolerance in Jerusalem began to wane. In 969, the Fatimid Caliphate captured Jerusalem as part of their conquest of Egypt and Syria. Christian and Jewish pilgrims were still permitted to visit the holy city, although with time, the Fatimid administration increasingly began to impose restrictions and persecute the non-Muslim communities within its borders. One infamous event occurred in 1009 when Caliph al-Hakim bi Amir Allah ordered the destruction of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which sent shockwaves throughout the Christian world. Although the church was reconstructed in subsequent years, its initial destruction caused widespread grievances among many Christians, who believed that their holy sites within Jerusalem were being desecrated. Matters of religion were further complicated by the Great Schism of 1054, which saw the formal division of the Christian world between the Roman Catholic Church in the West and the Greek Orthodox Church in the East. Although the split was rooted in long-standing theological, political, and cultural differences, it also reflected competing claims over who had authority within Christendom. Following the schism, Jerusalem came under the jurisdiction of the Greek Orthodox Church, centered in Constantinople, much to the outrage of the papacy in Rome. By the late 11th century, the Fatimid Caliphate faced growing internal instability, as well as external threats. In 1073, Jerusalem fell to the Seljuk Turks, who had expanded across the Middle East from Central Asia. Seljuk rule introduced a period of political and social disruption in Jerusalem and across the Holy Land, with reports reaching Europe that Christian pilgrims were being harassed by the Turks on their way to visit holy sites. The Seljuk advance across the region also posed a direct threat to the Byzantine Empire, prompting Emperor Alexios I Komnenos to request military assistance from the Christian West and the papacy in 1095. Although the appeal was primarily aimed at repelling the Seljuks from Byzantine lands, Pope Urban II reinterpreted the message at the Council of Clermont as a call for a holy crusade to reclaim Jerusalem in the name of Christendom. Motivated by faith and the promise of spiritual reward in heaven, thousands of European knights and commoners embarked on the nearly 2,000-mile journey to the Holy Land. Meanwhile, the Fatimids briefly recaptured Jerusalem from the Seljuks in 1098. However, just over a year later, in June 1099, the army of the First Crusade reached the city's walls and began a siege lasting several weeks. On the 15th of July, the Crusaders successfully breached the walls and then unleashed a massacre upon the city's inhabitants, practically wiping out the Muslim and Jewish populations. Following the conquest of Jerusalem, most Crusaders returned home to Europe, although a small number chose to remain behind and help establish the Kingdom of Jerusalem, one of several Christian Crusader states that emerged in the region. Within the city, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was rebuilt in a Western Romanesque style, whilst the Muslim shrines on the Temple Mount, including the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, were repurposed for Christian use. Following the Crusader takeover of the city, there was a significant increase in the number of Christian pilgrims travelling to the Holy Land from Europe, who all required accommodation, food and transportation during their journey. In response to this, several Christian military orders were founded to protect and care for these pilgrims, with the Knights Hospitaller being headquartered near the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Knights Templar, who established their base at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Although the Crusaders had secured control of Jerusalem, their grip over the wider region weakened in the following century with the rise of Saladin, the founder of the Ayyubid dynasty. Saladin sought to restore Muslim dominance over the Holy Land and, after winning a decisive victory over the Crusader army at the Battle of Hattin in July 1187, he moved his forces to recapture Jerusalem in a week-long siege. Under Saladin's rule, many of the Christian sites in the city were either destroyed or converted into Islamic buildings. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre was spared, but handed over to the Greek Orthodox Church. News of Jerusalem's fall to the Muslims nevertheless prompted the call for the Third Crusade in 1190. Led by King Richard I of England and King Philip II of France, this expedition restored much of the Crusader state's territories in the region, but ultimately failed in its primary objective of recapturing Jerusalem. In the 13th century, control of Jerusalem remained a source of conflict between Christians and Muslims. Despite the city's fortifications being dismantled in 1219 to reduce its strategic and military value, many European nations continued to launch successive crusades in the hope of reclaiming Jerusalem in the name of Christendom. Although the Crusaders were able to retake the city between 1229 and 1244, their efforts were ultimately in vain, for the last Crusader state was driven out of the Holy Land in 1291, following the rise to prominence of the Islamic Mamluk Sultanate across the region. Under the Mamluks, Jerusalem continued to attract pilgrims of all faiths, though the Christian and Jewish populations of the city were by now greatly diminished. After some 300 years of Mamluk rule, Jerusalem became part of the Ottoman Empire in 1516. During the reign of Suleiman the Magnificent, the city's walls were rebuilt, ushering in a period of relative religious tolerance, with synagogues, churches, and mosques all peacefully coexisting in close proximity. Ottoman rule over Jerusalem was largely uneventful, and as time passed, the city gradually lost its significance, experiencing a period of general decline and economic stagnation into the 18th century. By the 19th century, Jerusalem had become little more than a provincial backwater within the Ottoman Empire, with a population of barely 8,000 people. The city's inhabitants, comprising of Jews, Christians, Muslims, and Armenians, Orthodox Christians, lived within their respective, but not wholly exclusive, quarters, with the Muslims near the Temple Mount in the northeast, the Christians near the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in the northwest, the Jews near the Western Wall in the southeast, and the Armenians around the Zion Gate in the southwest. As the 19th century progressed, the Ottoman Empire began to show signs of decline, prompting the European powers to look eastward in anticipation of filling the emerging power vacuum. Many nations re-established a presence within Jerusalem, constructing new churches, consulates, and other institutions. This renewed interest in the city was not just confined to European Christians, for European Jews also began returning to Jerusalem. Many who were fleeing persecution in Eastern Europe formed a steady stream of emigrants to the city who wished to worship freely in what was perceived as their ancestral homeland. By the 1860s, Jerusalem remained confined to an area of just 1 square kilometer and was becoming increasingly overcrowded. This led to calls for the construction of a new city outside the ancient walls. One of the first major projects to be built was the Russian Compound, which housed an Orthodox church, a consulate, and accommodation for Russian pilgrims. New Jewish settlements also began to appear beyond the confines of the old city, largely driven by figures such as Sir Moses Montefiore and Judah Toro, who spearheaded calls for the Jewish people to return to their ancestral homeland and build a new state for themselves, with Jerusalem at its center. By 1882, some 25,000 Jewish immigrants had arrived, which began to significantly alter the religious demographics of the region. With the dawning of the 20th century, the impending collapse of the Ottoman Empire was finally brought about due to the events of the First World War. In 1917, British forces captured Jerusalem from the Ottomans, bringing the city under direct military rule for the following 3 years. However, the British found themselves facing an unforeseen dilemma. In the same year they took Jerusalem, they issued the Balfour Declaration, pledging support for the formal establishment of a national home for the Jewish people in Palestine. In conjunction to this, they had also previously promised an independent state to the Arabs of the region in exchange for their military assistance against the Ottomans during the war. To address these two competing claims for respective independent states, the British established Mandatory Palestine in 1920 and later secured a mandate from the League of Nations to govern the territory in 1922. Over the following 25 years, Jerusalem's population surged from 52,000 to over 165,000, comprising approximately one-third Arabs, predominantly Muslim, and two-thirds Jews, who were arriving in ever-increasing numbers from across the global Jewish diaspora. As a result, relations between the Arabs and Jews quickly deteriorated, and the city bore witness to numerous riots during the 1920s. The unrest escalated throughout the 1930s and 1940s, culminating in the United Nations General Assembly's decision on the 29th of November 1947 to partition Mandatory Palestine into two separate states, one Jewish and one Arab. In a bid to avert any further religious tensions, Jerusalem was to fall under international control as a neutral zone. However, the two-state solution failed to prevent the subsequent conflict it had sought to avoid. Civil war then broke out in Palestine, with Jerusalem becoming a major battleground during the siege of 1947. The fighting only intensified following the withdrawal of British forces in 1948, and the formal establishment of the State of Israel resulted in the conflict widening across the region with the Arab-Israeli War. Following 9 months of bitter and largely inconclusive fighting, the former British Mandate of Palestine, as well as the city of Jerusalem, was divided among the combatants. The western half of the new city became part of Israel, while the eastern half, including the old city, was occupied by Jordan. This division, however, only entrenched further tensions between the Jews and Arabs, which would set the stage for further conflict between the two groups over the remainder of the 20th century. Despite the repeated efforts of people from all faiths around the world to find a peaceful resolution to the situation in Jerusalem, as well as the wider region of the Middle East as a whole. The centuries-old struggle over who controls the world's holiest city continues to evoke passionate claims from all sides and perpetuates the contentious conflict which, sadly, remains playing out before our very eyes to this day. Thanks again to Warhammer 40,000 Tacticus for sponsoring this video. Be sure to download the game now and claim your 2,000 gold and 50 blackstone with the code HELLOJAN, available until the 1st of February. And thanks also to Balázs Balogh from ArchaeologyIllustrated.com, whose amazing artworks feature in this video. Be sure to check out the other works on his website, which give fascinating insights into how the ancient world could have looked all those years ago.